As governor, I will make sure everyone's voice is heard. When I was in corporate life, I had an open door policy. The same will be true in the governor's mansion. I need you to take this incredible enthusiasm to the polls. Vote Sullivan. It's vitally important for the future of our great state.
Make sure nobody takes the train to vote.
No, no, none of that. What happened with the governor's bullet train was nearly a tragedy. Thank you all, and God bless Illinois!
Nice speech, Sullivan.
Detective Harney, this is a surprise.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Sullivan. I don't know how he got back here, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to come with me.
You really want to put your hands on a cop? Think before you answer.
Sir, do you want me to handle
this? That's all right, Michael. Why don't you call the state's attorney? Let her know Detective Harney is here.
I'm here to help you, Jerry.
Like you've been so helpful up till now.
Believe what you want, but not all of your handlers have your best interests at heart.
What's that supposed to mean?
I got a wedding to go to, Jerry. First, it's time to talk. You and me. No more bullshit.
Come with me.
Hell of a job, Dan. Your place looks great.
You ever think we'd be able to fit 100 folding chairs in my backyard? I swear Patty was out here doing geometry for a week trying to make it work.
It looks amazing, Dad. I won't even take it personally that you didn't offer this up for my wedding to Val.
The man of the hour. You look like $1 million, Ari.
Thanks, Dan. I couldn't be more touched that you're doing this for Patty and me. So many of the events leading up to this have been so uptight and fancy. It's really nice for the main event to be so down home.
It's my pleasure, Ari.
Running out of cheese puffs, Ari. Whenever you're ready, we should probably take our positions at the altar.
Wow. This is it. Okay. Let's do it.
If people could take their seats, we're going to get the show on the road here.
Hello, Your Honor. Thanks again for doing this.
My pleasure, Billy. I haven't performed a wedding ceremony in about a decade, but I think it'll come back to me.
I have a feeling you'll be fine. Here, Ari, you go right next to the judge.
Well, I gotta say, standing up here, I'm suddenly pretty nervous.
Nah, look at all these people that have come out for you.
Now, let's be honest, it's mostly Patty's guess. What have I got? Some clients? A cousin or two?
Everything's going to work out the way it should, Ari. Ah, look, there she is.
What the hell? Why isn't she wearing a wedding dress?
We picked out such a nice one, too.
Patty, what the hell? Why are you in jeans? What's going on?
I'm sorry, Ari. Let's go!
Whoa, guys, come on. Someone want to tell me what the fuck is going on?
It's over, Ari. We figured it out.
Figured what out?
Billy, do you want to do the honors?
Nah, sis, it's your special day.
Where do I start? Let's see. First, you smuggled, what, a couple dozen of your E-League clients into the country? To compete in Sullivan's League?
Many of whom were specifically chosen for their backgrounds in cyber terrorism.
Thank you, Billy. Then you used your little cabal as your very own criminal enterprise to sway the election, didn't you, Ari?
What? What are you doing? You don't know what you're talking about.
You used to joke that you were Roger Stone to Sullivan's Richard Nixon. I just never knew it wasn't a joke.
Patty, this is lunacy. This is your brother's crazy theory, right? I mean, Billy's always had it out for me.
You were going to get Sullivan elected no matter what the cost.
What's the theory, huh? Just because they're geniuses at video games that they must know how to hack into election boxes? It's idiotic.
Nah, that's too risky with the heightened ballot security since 2016. You're too smart for that.
You saw your opportunity when Governor Nicholas started pinning all of his hopes for re-election on his bullet train.
You realized that derailing the train and making it look like a mechanical failure would lead to the governor's humiliation and Sullivan would win in a cakewalk.
Everything was going well. Your two Albanian clients managed to steal the train's blueprints and use that information to implant a virus in its mainframe.
And all would have been fine, but unfortunately for you, your thieves got hooked on nootropics. Maybe if you hadn't pushed them so hard, Ari, they wouldn't have needed the steroids to compete.
I'm guessing they came to you when they ran out of money, and you turned them away. Not smart, Ari. Out of desperation, they ended up trading the blueprints to the cartel in exchange for more steroids. The cartel immediately got how valuable those stolen documents were.
And when you found out the cartel had put the blueprints in their ledger, you ordered the Albanians to get it, no matter the cost.
This is fascinating, really.
You couldn't even do that right, could you, Ari? Sandra stole the ledger before your guys could get to it. So you had to kill Sandra, too. And when you finally got the ledger, you erased the train's blueprints and planted it in Kate's trunk.
I know what this is. Your incompetent brother didn't see that his partner was a killer, so he needs a scapegoat. And the whole Harney family has found one in me, huh? I mean, protect Billy, throw Ari to the wolves, who cares if it's true?
God, I hate people who refer to themselves in the third person.
What the hell are you doing?
That watch? The watch Sullivan gave you as a wedding gift? The one you wanted with all the fancy digital bells and whistles? Sullivan gave Billy his permission to open it up for us remotely. Billy figured it out after the train derailment.
Bullshit. Sullivan wouldn't do that.
Ari, wake up. You think Sullivan is going to let you pull him down? I got the idea when I met your league CMO. GPS shows you were at Kate's apartment the night Sandra was murdered.
And you were at the Albanians' house the night they were killed. What a coincidence. It's over, Ari. I'm not a lawyer, but even I could win this conviction.
Why didn't you arrest me before the fucking wedding? This was just to humiliate me?
It was my idea, actually. No one on Earth had more of a right to hate you than Patty. But she wanted to do this quietly, spare you a little dignity. But I realized the athletes you smuggled in were scattered all over the place. Tracking down each one would be nearly impossible, especially when word got out that the first few were arrested.
But we knew they would all show up for their benefactor's wedding. That's why Billy didn't want to publicize the virus and the train derailment. He didn't want to scare off your boys from showing up today. It's all over, Ari.
You fucking bitch.
Oh, nice shot, sis.
Good luck, Patty. You know this is all bullshit, right? Being the husband of a cop, being a member of the damn Harney family, was like a get-out-of-jail-free card for me. That's all. You're gonna live a very, very lonely life.
Patty, can I finally take out his teeth now?
Officer, give me those. He's not worth it. Load this one up with his buddies.
Bye, Harneys. I'll see you in fucking hell.
Meet you two at the station?
On our way, Dad. Sorry for putting you through this.
Are you kidding? How often do we get a bust this big?
Plus, Chicago PD paid for the cocktail hour, which is objectively pretty cool.
This may be the closest I ever get to actually getting married.
Well, that'll be up to you, sweetie. Just remember, engagements and marriages don't always last, but the three of us, that's permanent. Goldie's giving me a ride to the station. We'll see you there.
Give it up for Billy Harney, everybody.
So, this is my second ever open mic. I just had to come back because, it's been quite a week. My family is, pretty strange. Some families are like 90% Irish Catholic. We're 90% cop. We try to play it down like it's not our whole identity, but then something like this weekend happens. So let's get to it. So my sister got married, or I should say she was supposed to get married. Instead, we arrested the groom and about 24 of the guests. Like I said, 90% cop. Don't worry. We waited till after the cocktail hour. You should have seen the guests when they realized the party favors were handcuffs and Miranda rights. My dad was, of course, heartbroken, not so much about the arrests as the fact that he never got to deliver his toast. I mean, the man is not a writer. He slaved over that thing for months. And then, poof, his son-in-law commits a bunch of capital crimes and he's shit out of luck. He's okay, though. He's hanging in there. Last I saw him, he was hunkered down over his desk, excitedly rewriting. You see, he realized he can revise the toast and turn it into his testimony at the sentencing hearing. With surprisingly few changes, actually. You know what? I need to cut this short. You've been a great audience. Thank you.
Let's give it up for Billy Harney.
Hell of a set, partner.
Kate! Oh, my God. I thought they weren't going to be done processing your release till tonight.
They finished early.
How are you? Are you hanging in there?
I'm okay. Or I will be okay. I haven't even gone home yet. Dispatch said you were here. I wanted to come thank you. You were the only one who believed me, Billy.
Any word from Lieutenant Daniels?
Yeah. I'm suspended for harboring a fugitive and impeding an investigation. But for now, at least, I'm not fired.
That's great. That's great. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, you've done your time.
Any word on Ari?
Max Margaret is on the warpath. He's toast. Life without parole, I bet.
Good. How's your sister holding up?
You know, Patty, I think it's probably put her off dating for a while, or, like, forever. Luckily, she doesn't have to live alone. Jana has moved in full time.
Jana was cleaning all this?
Yeah. Ari never tried to recruit her, probably because he knew she'd tell Patty. So, what are your plans for suspension?
Checking myself into rehab. Break what's left of this dragon once and for all. I'm headed up there tonight.
I want to drive you. Okay?
Thanks. But I actually have a stop to make first. I'll see you soon, partner. Mrs. Capella, hello.
Detective Fenton, what are you doing here?
I wanted to apologize for not telling you the whole truth last time I was here about your daughter.
What about Sandra?
For one, I was in love with her.
Come inside, dear. I'll make coffee.
How's it coming, Edgar?
I should have all the digital evidence on Ari to share with the state's attorney by the end of the day.
Like I said, Edgar, we do not pay you nearly enough. Listen, I thought you might need a hand with all of this.
No, I'm okay.
Well, I brought someone who may be able to help anyway.
What? I don't need any help.
Hi, Edgar.
Jana. Hi.
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 Okay, then. I'll leave you to it. Hey, Jana, have you tried Chicago's deep dish yet? We're famous for it.
I don't think so. What's deep dish?
Oh, isn't that a shame? Well, see you guys.
It's, pizza. Deep dish pizza. I know a place that has the best in the city. Maybe you'd like to go sometime? With me, I mean.
I would love to go, Edgar. How's tonight?
I think I'm free.
Still early, but all indicators point to Jerry Sullivan winning a resounding victory over the incumbent Governor Andrew Nicola. Shockingly, voters appear untroubled by one of Sullivan's top advisors being accused of election interference and murder. Should the numbers hold up, Jerry Sullivan will be moving into the governor's mansion by the end of the month.
Hey, Billy.
Goldie, what are you doing here?
Val let me in. I wanted to talk.
There's no hard feelings, Goldie. I know you did what you had to. All worked out in the end.
Thanks to you and Patty. I never really saw it before, but you both have the rare Harney gift.
What's that? Not knowing when to shut up?
Not being afraid of standing up to whoever you have to when the situation calls for it. Your loyalty is always to the department. And you don't stop when you hit roadblocks. You just drive right the hell over him.
All right, Goldie, if this is leading to a proposal, you should know the last Harney engagement didn't work out so well.
No, you're half right. I want you to come work for me, Billy. Internal affairs. No one can know. Not your wife, not your father, not your sister. So, what do you say?